Be seated. Today is our harvest celebration, and tomorrow is Thanksgiving, which means, I'm sure, that a lot of people have been told or will be told that everything is from God. We know that this is true. Everything we harvest is not something we can do on our own, and everything we have is a gift from God, ultimately. And that means, we are told, that we have to give it all back. God owns it, we borrow it, and we have to return it. Which is a simplistic reading of the gospel. It's not quite how it works. God doesn't own it, and we haven't borrowed it. Which may sound odd, because as you all know, in a minute we say, all things come from you, and of thine own have we returned. It's a difference between simple and simplistic. The simple truth is, all things come from God, and we return them. And then we sort of slide that over to God owns things, and we borrow them, missing the middle, missing the nature of God, missing what Thanksgiving maybe should be, maybe is, and the nature of our response, of our stewardship, or if we're really going to go for a church word, our tithe. It's always a scary word. God gives should be right up there with God loves and God creates. God gives. There are really three ways of saying the same thing. It is in the nature of God to give, to love, to create. You can't tease those apart, really. We receive God's loving, creating gifts. And then we get confused. God doesn't lend. God doesn't bargain. Abraham bargains. God doesn't bargain. God gives, and we receive. And just like your mother maybe told you, when you give a gift, it's no longer yours. It's theirs to do with what they want. Same works for God and us. God gives, and then these things are ours. The trick to being thankful isn't the sense of indebtedness that sometimes comes with thanks. That sense that when you have a guest over for dinner, then they're expected to invite you over to them, and you set up this cycle where you're going over to each other's houses until one of you dies. It's not really how it works. Well, maybe that's how dinner invitations work, but that's not how God works. God gives. And slowly, as we grow up, as we understand how this world works, we gain the perspective to sort of step outside ourselves and see that all we have is amazing and a gift. And that's when we begin to be, I'm not sure thankful is a helpful word. Maybe joyful is a better word. It's when we begin to be joyful about all that we have. Now, the difference and our response when we are joyful is, when was the last time you discovered, for me it's usually a really good book, but your new favorite thing? You can't wait to go out and tell everyone else about this thing you have found. They have to read it, they have to try the recipe, they have to start watching the TV show. Everyone should know this. You go out to share what is now true in your life. That's how this is supposed to work. Once we realize all that we have been given, all that we have that God has given to us, we should, at our best, become joyful and want to tell everyone to share it with everyone, including, especially, the God who gave it to us in the first place. Now we get close to what the nature of God is, to the sense of thanksgiving that we are supposed to especially remember now. But this isn't quite a full reading of the gospel yet. Today, Jesus talks about the bread we eat and what happens and how things are supposed to be. And John is a little, he's John and it's beautiful, but he's not always instructive. It's great poetry. There's a difference. But Jesus is the bread we receive, and we are to become that same thing. The gospel is not just about thanksgiving or joy. It's about transformation, imitation almost, but more. The trick is that once we have become joyfully thankful for all that we have, we have to go a step further. Thankfulness is really the beginning of what we are remembering today. The next step is looking around at all that we have and understanding that we are to use it to do those things God has called us to do in this world. That is stewardship. That is tithing. It is the transformative step between knowing what we have as a gift and turning around to gift it to the other people God loves. This is the nature of the gospel. It can be a little inconvenient, but this is what we are called to do and to be. So for this weekend, we will be thankful. We will be joyful for all that we have. We will sit with our families, our friends, and eat delicious food. And then on Tuesday, the gifts we have given this morning will be given to others. Let there be many gifts for us to share on Tuesday. Amen.